Sagada. Okay, here we go. Let's run through a couple of ideas. First idea is a halachic idea. There's something called matzois mitzvah. Does anyone here eat matzois mitzvah? What? Okay, what is matzois mitzvah? Matzois mitzvah is matzois that are baked erev Pesach. What are matzois mitzvah? Matzois mitzvah, matzois that are baked erev Pesach after chatzos. According to Rashi, a person can only fulfill, this is at least what we assume Rashi holds, a person can only fulfill his mitzvah Lel Pesach, on the night of Pesach, if the matzos were baked Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Okay, so could you imagine that? Almost most of Klal Yisrael, according to Rashi, would not be Yoytze, the mitzvah derais v'achilas matzah. It's a brach levatola. To make a brach, asher kiddushana b'mitzvah v'mitzvahnu al'achilas matzah, would be of brach levatola if the matzah was not baked Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Why? Rashi understands the Gemara. The Gemara compares matzah to compares matzah to Pesach. Al matzais umirorim yochluhu. We compare the matzah to the Korban Pesach. The only time it's fit to, well, no, that's not what Rashi says. Let's go back in two steps. The Iker Tam that Rashi is what appears, the exact words of Rashi I don't have in front of me, but let's just talk in generalities, is the only time you can prepare matzah is at a time when it is forbidden to consume chametz. Ushemartem es hamatzos. You shall guard the matzos because at this moment in time you're not allowed to possess chametz. There's a prohibition for a person to possess chametz Erev Pesach Acher Chatzos. After Chatzos is a mitzvah deraisa called Tashbisu. B'yoyim harishoyim tash ach b'yoyim harishoyim tashbisu so'or mibotechem. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says the word ach divides the day into two parts, which means the first half of the day you must engage in destroying every last morsel of chametz that you possess. And the second half of the day, you're not allowed to possess it. You're not allowed to have it in your possession. It's forbidden. At that time, when the matzah may no longer be in your possession, you're at a moment of tashbisu, is now when you can fulfill ushmartem es hamatzos, when you can bake the matzos and make sure that it's not turned into chametz. But if you bake the matzos before chatzos, or you bake the matzos on Hanukkah, or today, there's no prohibition to eat chametz today. I'm allowed to eat chametz today. What's the problem? So if I'm allowed to eat chametz today, then you cannot possibly engage in the mitzvah of ushemartem es hamatzos. You can only be required to guard yourself that the matzah does not turn into chametz if you are not allowed to possess in your possession chametz. There's no prohibition today for me to possess chametz. So how can you say to me, guard your matzah? When you make the matzah, make sure it does not turn into chametz. And let's say it turns into chametz, so what? So what? So it's chametz. You're threatening me. I didn't do anything wrong. The Torah says you're allowed to have chametz today. It can't be.
Very smart,
yeah, the only time Hashem could warn me, make sure that your matzah does not turn into chametz, is if we're now at a time when you're not allowed to have chametz. When is the time when you're not allowed to have chametz? Erev Pesach. And therefore, if you don't bake your matzah Erev Pesach after chatzos, that's not called shemura matzah. And if it's not called Shemur Matzah, you'll be eating at the night of the Seder Matzah that's not been guarded. And if it's not been guarded, you knew you had a good meal, very nice, you didn't do any Avera, but you did not fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of the Torah says, of eat the Matzah the night of the Seder. you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah by Yom HaRishon Toichlu. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah the rice, because it's clear from the Gemara that the mitzvah rice is Shmur Matzah. So therefore, it's a bracha levatala. This is the shita that is the opinion that is ascribed to Rashi, and this has become a $1 million business. Today, all of the matzah baking factories are in full operation after chatzos. They all gear up and they bake matzos, and they have to be super duper careful because the kimini leftover is regular when you bake matzah.
Don't worry about that.
What?
They sell the whole bakery.
They have a lot of kunsim. Whatever they do whatever. Kunsim, then whatever it is. But the point is, they have to be extra careful because you're not allowed to have chametz. So during the year, you know, you bake matzah. So after 18 minutes, the alarm goes off. 18 minutes, everything on the table is chametz. All the leftovers, because you know all the leftovers that it's a paper they throw in the garbage. Take it out to the back. Okay, next. But Erev Pesach, You can't have anything left over by the time the clock rings, because you're not allowed to have chametz Erev Pesach. So if you want to do it right, it's a whole different technique. I don't know all the pratim. Rameyus said some of these coolest. They do all these different types of things. They shouldn't have any problems. Whatever it is, but it's a different technique. And because there's such a high demand, everyone wants to have a piece of this matzah, and everyone wants to participate, have a chelik in making the matzah. So you can only imagine the price of what it costs one of these matzos, and it's become today a big business, a big segula, you name it. You can imagine what's going on today with no, we do not paskin like Rashi. How come we do not paskin? So many other Rishonim, first of all, disagree. They don't hold to this drasha. Shvartim es hamatzah simply means make sure that the matzah that you're going to use, the Lil Seder, was guarded, that it did not turn into chametz. Who says who shvartim es hamatzah means to guard it, that right now I'm not allowed to have chametz, so make sure it should not turn into chametz right now. Rashi is really a chiddush. You look at it both ways. The bottom line is, we don't follow the opinion of Rashi. It's unheard of. Care about sight. Ushmartem es hamatzos, it is not accepted. It is 100% kosher to have matzah that was not baked Erev Pesach after chatzos, but there is such an opinion, and many people get a kick out of this. And they like to go to the factory, and they like to bake the matzos and say it's a big segula, v'chulu, as you all could imagine. Now, there's a lot of problems with Rashi. That is, I think, Abel Yashiv said,